Universal Energy Radio's Transform Your Abundance. I'm Anna, and I have my co-host Anita. Anita. How are we going to say that? Put our names together.
It's an Anita.
Yeah.
It's an Anita. Yay. Anita. Yeah.
And Anita. There you go. All right. Well, yeah, we are just moving right along here.
Well,
I tell you what, we have a neighbor dog here.
So.
Ah. Surrounded by
so
puppies.
So everybody may hear some barking. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. It's a live show. Here
okay.
Go.
Okay,
that's
good.
What we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just been a very interesting couple of days. I mean, you and I chatted this morning, actually, and
that was
a good conversation because we were talking about
good. I wanted to
feeling,
too.
Yeah, feeling the effects, if you will, of what are we calling it? There's a transformation happening. So we
are. Yeah, it's like a shift. Or transformation.
But we're feeling that, and a lot of us are feeling that in our bodies. I think you had said that. You had said this morning that you were feeling like a physical shift
for the past couple of days. Yep.
So maybe that's, you know, of course, obviously we talk about the emotional and the spiritual shifting, but what is the physical? Like, what can some people expect? I think. A lot of people, I was just in a group checking in, and somebody said, you know, we were doing these sessions, and they were experiencing headaches.
Mm-hmm.
They were experiencing a lot
Yes, I was just going to say, headaches is one of them. And what else did they say?
Well, that was their big thing they were asking is, you know, as we're doing our sessions, is anybody experiencing, like, headaches or lightness of, I don't know if that was lightness. Let me see if I can go find it again. But they were asking about different, just different, what body things that were happening. I remember before there were a couple of things like sinus issues, and I don't know if that so much is, you know, it's kind of weird because we do have the pandemic and the COVID going on now. So there's a lot of people that are, you know, if any sinus issues are coming up or allergy issues or anything like that, they're like, whoa, everybody, you know, back away. You know, that's sort of an obvious thing. But a lot of headaches, a lot of, you know, and a lot of times I'm like, you know, drink a lot of water. That's something that, you know, number one, yes, drink a lot of water. Flush it out, not flush anything.
Some of the other ones can be ringing in the ears. A lot of people are having like neck and shoulder pain. And again, I think this all goes along with releasing, like the work you do where you're releasing the old as you're shifting. And then a lot of people have like muscles or joints hurting, but it's not like all the time. It's not because of food. It's just randomly happening at odd times is the best way I can explain it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Just general aches and pains.
Yeah, and it can be like maybe in one knee and not the other knee. You know? On one hip and not the other hip. So it's just odd how it's manifesting.
Is there a sense, like, I was driving today and I got a sense of not necessarily, I mean, I know we talk about the 3D and the 5D and there's a foot, there, you know, kind of only have 1 foot here and 1 foot here. And maybe, you know, I thought about that when I was feeling it, but I felt, it's almost as if I felt displaced,
right.
In a really interesting way, and I can't really describe it. It's just like your body, or maybe it's not the body, but just more the energy within you, just feels a little bit off, a little bit displaced. And I felt like that, like a little bit of yesterday into today, I've been getting that, and it's like, almost like, you know, I don't want to say, oh, something's off, but it's like that. It feels like that. Like there's
right.
something off. And you're,
right.
even now, it's, you know, generally I'll tap in before the show, and then I just, you know, kind of breathe into it and then allow whatever comes through to come through. And I'm feeling like the past couple of days have been really strange about the information that's coming through.
Well, we talked a little bit about that this morning because
mm-hmm.
I think now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what happens is we're letting go a lot of our old self, so that
mm-hmm.
kind of gets
mm-hmm.
you off.
Mm.
Because we're so used to the old self. We're used to how we respond to people. We're used to how we attach to people. And now
mm-hmm.
that we're letting go of things and opening up space and observing more than reacting
mm-hmm.
for those of us that have ascended, you know, quite a bit, then that can make you feel off because it's not the way you usually feel.
Right.
So I don't
right.
know if that makes sense to you or not, but.
Well, it does. I just feel like I was having a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and I felt like I couldn't get, I don't know if I'd mentioned that to you, but I couldn't get, not that I wanted to get anything across, but the feeling was that
mm-hmm.
I couldn't speak the way, I think I did talk about this, how we couldn't speak the way we feel we speak. Like, we do speak in terms that a lot of people don't, I don't want to say get it, but they're not open to that or they're not aware of that yet. But they don't talk about energy. They don't talk about dimensions. You know, we're talking about dimensions. I mean, we're talking, we've been on the shows and we talk about the Pleiadians and we talk about the shifts that are happening, and we're taking this
mm-hmm.
this pandemic as a time of transformation versus the time of, you know, the world's falling apart, you know, the Chicken Little, you know, the sky is falling. We're not doing that at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about it in a way, not in a crazy, insane sort of way, but just a way that says the world's going to be different from here on out. It will not never be the same again. There are
Correct.
Changes that are made. You're right. So it's that. And when
Correct.
People, you connect with people who, not that they don't get it, but again, they're not aware of the next,
mm-hmm.
like they're, even they're like they're aware of their next steps, but then there are some things that you can set. You can it's basically explaining stories. You know, we talk about stories, and everybody has a story, and so whatever shows
mm-hmm.
up for you in your world is supported by your story. I mean, it's supported by your story and what you're saying. So some people don't believe that whatever it is that comes up for them is something that they created. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
In relationships, you know, and I mean everything. You manifest
mm-hmm.
your job. You manifest the people around you. You manifest your the you know the energy. You manifest a car. I mean, we talk about that. And some people will say, "Oh, manifesting. I bought that car with my hard-earned money." You know, there's a difference in
mm-hmm.
perspective and how. Like, you know, I worked hard for that. I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've learned, I had to go to school and I, you know, got a good job and I've got this, you know, these things and so, you know, so it's this perpetual,
mm-hmm.
Perpetual thing of, but it's, to me, it's that external, you know, I can say it's external validation or this external, or you give credit to something external of you. You know, I went
mm-hmm.
to school, I got a job and now, I'm paying, I have my car, understanding that in essence, though, you created all of that. Like, you created something
mm-hmm.
from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of, like, having people try to see that perspective is really different. It's not easy for people to see
mm-hmm.
that it's an inside job. You know, it starts from the inside. You've got to love yourself first to love externally. You've got to take care of yourself to take care of externally. And so... and then some people will argue that point too and say, but I am taking care of myself. I'm living my best life, you know, in a and I don't want to say materialistic sense as if it's not good, because it's good, but how's your health?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's your health doing?
Right.
Are you, you know, not taking, I mean, you've had this conversation with me about your ex, your, you know, Larry, your late husband.
Mm-hmm.
And what,
mm-hmm.
like you said, you didn't want to be, you know, you said, I don't want to be the nagging wife. What I will do
right.
is I will support him and taking him to the doctor. And when he asks things of me, then I will take care of it. And you just said, I can't be that anymore. I stopped
no.
being that. So,
right.
'Cause
everybody has a choice.
Correct. And that's, yes. And I kept saying, and that's what I kept saying. I kept saying,
yeah.
it's a choice. We choose.
Right.
I think the conversation that came up was somebody wasn't doing, let's say this, when someone isn't doing what they're supposed to do to hold up their end of a deal. Say, for example,
mm-hmm.
you and I went in on an investment property and we bought a house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided that, okay, I'm not gonna do anything. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to help pay the mortgage. I don't want to help clean it up. I don't want to do anything. And you're looking at me and you're going, Anna, you know, we said we were going to do this together, but we're, you know, we said we were going to do this
mm-hmm.
together, and now you're not doing it. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. So
right.
what I think I was trying to get across is that was my, that's my choice. So where does that leave you? Well, there's so many different scenarios that could happen in that case. And if it was, like, for example, you said, okay, if you're not going to take care of it, would you quit claim deed it over to me and then I can handle it? And I said yes, and you said fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's solution, correct? That's solution.
Mm-hmm.
One solution.
All right.
So you getting upset at me because you expected me to step up to the plate with the contract, what
mm-hmm.
good does that do you? I mean, I was just saying that. What good does it do you? What good does it do you that you're upset because
right.
someone isn't doing what you think they should do? Because we
right.
have no control over other people. And we will say, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened to me, or I can't believe they did that to me. When, in essence, if you were to
mm-hmm.
step in their shoes, they weren't doing it to you. Most, and I will say most, because I don't know. Maybe there's some vindictive people out
mm-hmm.
there. But I will say that they're doing it because there's some program within them, some story within them that
mm-hmm.
shifted them to a place where they were okay with letting it go. They were okay with saying yes and then not following through. They were okay with, and
mm-hmm.
so that's the interesting part. That's the really interesting part, is having people understand. And when my friend understood, was like, yes, you know what, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm right, but yes, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I see it now. It's like you mm-hmm. can stay upset
well,
that somebody didn't end up their whole,
like,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's like, well, that's like we talked about attaching, you know, in that
uh-huh.
case, what you're talking about, you know, you do have probably a contract, so,
yes,
you know,
do.
There probably would be some legal ramifications you could do, you know, if
yes.
you couldn't work something out, but, you
yes.
know, let's say there's not a contract and there's some kind of agreement, then, where you run into trouble, like you said, is where I haven't really discussed my expectations of you.
Right.
You know, yes, we went into this together and all that, but I haven't been clear about what I expect of you, which a lot of people
right.
aren't. They just assume that you're going to do, you know, what you said you were going to do.
The right thing,
and
yeah. do what we consider the right
yeah,
thing.
And yes, and so I think that's what gets people hurt is the expectations. And as you and I know, when the universe is working with you to get you to a better place, they're going to move you away from something you shouldn't be around.
Hmm.
You know, it's going to find a way to move you, and maybe that's the universe's way of saying, you know, it's time to end this friendship.
Right.
It's
right.
time for you to get better, you know, because you deserve it. You deserve more. You're
right.
true to your word. You're, you know, whatever. And, yes, like
right.
you say, it may be hurtful and you may feel bad to lose a friend. But, again, we're ascending. There's a shift. And, you know,
yeah,
not,
and
not everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a scenario. That's a scenario with a couple of people that I know. And so, you know, mm-hmm. one just walked away from a piece of property. And what the
mm-hmm.
other one was saying, well, this needs to happen and you need to do this. And the other person just isn't showing up. And like the other one's getting really upset. And it's like, but you're asking
right.
her to do what you want her to do. And she's ready to let it go. And she'll sign it over. Here's the deal. She's going to sign it over to you. So you can do
right.
whatever you want with the property.
Right.
Knowing this person, she's very kind-hearted. I'm certain she will, you know, give this other person some, if there's a profit made, there's going to be money there. And she works with integrity. Let's just say that. So,
right.
Just because, and then the other person, if she doesn't want to help, you know, clean up and do the things that they said they were going to do originally. So I think that was
but
the thing. It was somebody,
the
yes,
3D,
not,
that's the
yes.
3D and the 5D. Because
yes.
that other person is staying in the 3D, not growing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, you know, I personally have always had a problem when somebody's married and they have an affair outside the marriage. Because to me, when you got married, you made a promise.
Right.
You know, it was kind of, to me, it's like a contract. You know, I mean, you
yeah.
promise to be faithful to this other person.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing. You know,
right.
do I stay with that person? No, I wouldn't. You know,
mm-hmm.
some people would, and that's fine. I'm not
yeah.
judging anybody. But
mm-hmm.
to me, that person's not going to be the best for me anymore.
Right. Because it's, well,
and
the
I
trust
think it's the
broken.
Same way in a business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And
I get that.
So that, again, is the universe moving you away from something that's not for your highest good.
Right. And that to me, and that was what I was saying, is the fact that she has these expectations and they're not being met and she's getting upset. I said, but do you see this? This other person's not getting upset. Actually, she went on vacation. She went out of town just to kind of take a break, right? And so it's like, so
uh-huh.
some people have, and we can say, well, that was a terrible thing that she just left somebody with, you know, this project that needed to be completed. And then at the same time, you can say, well, she wasn't concerned about it. She knew it would get handled. So there are different
right.
ways of looking at it. Most of us, yes, we're going to honor our agreements. We're going to do what we you know, we said we were going to do. And we're going to handle,
right.
you know, we're going to handle what we handle. And, yeah, it was
well,
just
you're
going to
see more, you're going to see more and more of that, what you just said, Anna, with people
yeah.
that are ascending.
Yeah, that to me is interesting because
what you just said.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because you can't, and people who are playing full on in the 3D,
mm-hmm.
they don't. When you start talking about energy and stuff like that, that does not register with them
mm-hmm.
necessarily. You know, maybe
no.
they're maybe
no.
just learning about things, and the idea of energy to shift things is something they're trying to understand. It's like, I don't understand that. And that's the interesting part
right.
about, you know, those, and it happens, though. And it's kind of like, I want to explain it, but at the same time, sometimes it's kind of exhausting to explain it. You know, because
right.
it's like you either know, to me, you either know or you don't know. You're aware or you're not aware. And not saying that there's any good or bad in that. It's just, at some
or
point,
you're
like,
willing to hear it. You're willing to
yeah.
hear it and at least consider it.
Right. You know, because I, the first time
you know,
I
you're not
Abraham
like
Hicks.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first time I heard Abraham
yeah,
Hicks
no.
was back in 1992, but I didn't listen
mm-hmm.
until 2007. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense? Like, all of a sudden the bell
mm-hmm.
went off and went, oh, my gosh, that's it. Law of attraction,
perfect
right?
Sense.
Perfect
mm-hmm.
sense. Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to mention real quick some more symptoms of ascension.
Sure.
Heightened sensitivity and what you were just talking about, changing relationships. Intense dreams, unusual sleep patterns. And I think that's a lot the earth energy too, the eclipses, the full moons, you know, all that, the
mm-hmm.
sleep patterns. A
mm-hmm.
strong yearning to go home, like you're not from here, you belong somewhere else, some people feel. And
right.
then also some people can get bursts of energy for no reason. And then a lot
mm-hmm.
of people can go from joy to sadness in a quick time and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those were just some other things that came to mind while you were talking.
Right. And you can label that anything you want here in the 3D, because some people are like, well, that's a... They call one, you know, bipolar disorder or one this or one that. And it's like, it's not,
no,
you know, we're not putting labels
different.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
it's
is
acknowledging.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. It's acknowledging where every person is. And
it's different
and
in the sense. Yeah, it's different in the sense that what you were talking about, like you feeling off. It's
mm-hmm.
different in that sense. It's not like you're not feeling yourself, but you're different, and you're not used to
mm-hmm.
being different. So to me,
right.
that's different than a disorder, because a disorder, mm-hmm. you know, you're going back and forth.
Right.
You know, all the time, like your moods are changing all the time, but this is different to me.
And it's,
but you
yeah.
know, like you said, the changing relationships is a big part of it, because
yeah.
you know, as you grow, like you said, not everybody's going to understand what you're talking about. Not everybody's going to understand the shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people, you don't have fear. I know I don't have fear with what's going on, because we know why it's happening. But a lot of people don't feel that way, and that's
right.
okay.
I mean, things are transforming in such amazing ways. I mean, now, and I'm not watching the, you know, the television, the news and things like that, but you know that there are things happening in the world that are going to make even more radical shifts coming up here really
mm-hmm.
soon. And it's almost as if we're finally broke loose from that agitation. We finally broke loose on this planet with, you know, kind of, being sick and tired of being sick and tired, I think, and I'm using those words.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the world has finally said, "I'm done. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
mm-hmm.
what we're seeing right now on the news. That's what's being validated, is that we will not take
mm-hmm.
this anymore. It is time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
mm-hmm.
think that's important for people to grasp, because you know, people, this world. You know, we talk about abundance, and we talk about abundance in so many different perspectives. And in this
mm-hmm.
world that we've been living in the 3D world that we've been living in, there's like a recipe for success. And or
mm-hmm.
people say, oh, the American dream, or whatever it is they're going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, it was just kind of, you know, work hard, you put your nose to the grindstone, work hard, and you know, get all the fixed things that everybody gets, right? And then
uh-huh.
then retire and go travel or whatever you're going to do, or
mm-hmm.
go retire, be sick. I mean,
mm-hmm.
honestly, a lot of people who retire, they get sick, and I know some people that retire and 2 weeks later they've gone off planet, you know? So it's
right. Right. Or they pass right before they retire. That's not unusual either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when's the time to enjoy life? When do we enjoy life? You know, that was a question that somebody posed last week, was when do we enjoy life? Like, you're supposed to, I'm not going to say you're always going to enjoy it, but I feel like the majority of the time you should enjoy it, no matter what you're doing.
Again, that's a choice. You know, we talked about that. That's a choice. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Because even if, you know, you and I have talked about this before, even if your workplace is like the biggest, you know, drama dump to work in, you have a choice every morning to say, to set your bubble, to set your intention, to set what you're grateful for, there's got to be something you're grateful for, at least having a job, or maybe the job is close to your home, or, you know, maybe you like the customers you deal with. You know, to me, your happiness is a lot on what you focus on.
Right.
And that's what I mean by choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are being forced to make different choices. And so the question posed is, where are you coming from that choice? Is it coming from fear of the unknown, or fear of the pandemic, or fear of, you know, the world is ending? I mean, is that the perspective that you're looking at? Are those the things that you're looking at? Or are you looking at, our world is transforming, our world is becoming something different and new, and people are being inspired, and the creativity is out there, and you know, so what are you looking at, and how are you know, we talk about our adjectives. What does that feel like? What are the adjectives that we put out there? And, you know, I keep coming back to the word significant, you know. Not the word, like some people say, oh, I just want to be noticed. But I want to say people want to be significant. They want to be a part. I still feel most people want to be a part of something wonderfully, wonderfully new and imaginative and creative. And they want to be a significant part of the changes that are happening in the world. Now, that being said, the way the world is changing is going to be based on, again, the thought patterns and the creativity and imagination and the perspective that could be freedom, abundance, all of those things from everybody out into the world. Because the tribal mentality got us there, and the tribal mentality, when shifted, can move us in such an amazing direction. And it's like if one person, you know, it's that, you know, you tell two friends and you tell two friends, and some people just don't. And I think that's the thing that you want to explain it, but sometimes people aren't going to receive it, you know. And I think that's
right.
The biggest wake up call for me is that I can't repeat this over and over and over again and expect you to get it. I mean, I can explain it and then just allow you to kind of simmer with it, you know, and simmer with it. But maybe it is too much information. It's too out there, as some people say. You know, you're just out there when you're talking. You've got this, you know, you're living in the ethers. And that's my choice. I mean, I do choose to look at the world as amazing.
I think you had a good point with, like, I don't know if you've ever read the book Blue Zones, that talks about people living over 100 years of age. You know, characteristics of individuals that are in that zones and why they live so long is a strong sense of family, low smoking rates, largely plant-based diet, including large quantities of legumes. I guess that's how you pronounce that. But consistent, moderate physical activity and a strong sense of community and engagement in the community.
Yes.
And I think that's what you were just talking about.
Yes.
I mean, all those five. Mm-hmm.
Being a part of something right now. Being a part
mm-hmm.
of something right now is so important for people. So important to have, even
mm-hmm.
just conversations and discussions about it. But getting out, you know, friends who are, you know, our friend Liz, who lives in New York with her two sons, and she's like, it's important
mm-hmm.
for me to go out and to peacefully show ourselves and say we have solidarity and we are united in this and what's going on in the world. And
mm-hmm.
I think people have this really wonderful want to send out this love to the world and be significant and be a part of the change that's happening right now. And that,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge piece of it. There was a group in Asia, a little group. Most of them were 90s and a few were over 100 years old. And one of the big things
mm-hmm.
that they said, I think they were mostly women. There might have been a few men in there. But like at the end of the school day, the whole little community, they would go down and greet the little children coming home from school. And so the older generation connected with the younger generation. And that was a part of their community.
That's all part of the family.
Yeah.
Right.
It's part of the family. It's
mm-hmm.
part of their community. And
mm-hmm.
it's how they keep the whole community together. It was such a beautiful story. And I thought, and then
mm-hmm.
they interviewed some of these people, and one of them, I think it was in Japan, obviously, the woman, I think, said she drinks a little thing of sake every night. And, you know,
right.
so each of them had like a little, we would call it a vice, right? You had a little sake or had a little smoke of a cigar or,
right.
you know, something like that.
Or
but
some
again,
of them do, some of them do tea together, too. You know, the women, like, get together and have tea. I mean, it's like you say, it's about family, it's about community,
mm-hmm.
and relaxing, relieving stress is what you were just talking about.
Yes. So we have a caller.
Some downtime.
I'm gonna pull our caller online. Someone's raising their hand, yay!
Okay.
Area code 843, you're on the air.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Hi.
I'm fine. This is Rosalind from South Carolina.
Yes,
how are you tonight?
Beautiful, Rosalind.
Hi. I came on late and it sounded like you guys were talking to someone who was talking about work or a job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know I always have to call in. Whenever I
put in my little two cents.
Well, it just so happens that I just lost my job. Well, I'm not going to even call it lost my job because
you released
it.
She released it.
Right, I released my job because I was not happy in my career of 17 years, but it has sustained my family and myself for
mm-hmm.
so long. And when I first started looking for said job, I used to joke about it. And
mm-hmm.
when I moved to Orlando, Florida, and I said, somebody's going to F up and give me a job. It was, it was kind of a joke, you know. I wasn't
mm-hmm.
really attached, but I knew I needed a job because I was new in that city. And coming from South Carolina, I wasn't making a lot of money. And the
uh-huh.
cost of living was more expensive there, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I was working at this specific big company, a big insurance company, and one of the biggest in the country. And I was a temporary employee as a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And, some jobs became available. And I was urged to apply for one of the jobs. And I wasn't even sure I wanted to work for that company. But I went on the interview,
mm-hmm.
and they interviewed me. Oddly enough, they weren't
mm-hmm.
even asking me questions I needed to actually verbalize a yes or a no or go into any. It was the easiest interview ever. And
mm-hmm.
They paid me way more than I asked for. It was almost like I manifested this wonderful job that I didn't really even want. But here I am, 17 years later. The job was stressful. Mm-hmm. It was wearing me down, and I was trying to start a business. And I say released, even though I was laid off. I was kind of tired. I was really tired. And when I got the news, I could have cried. I could have jumped up and down, why me, woe is me, because it really came out of left, actually off the day before. So it was a shock, yes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I had been trying to figure out how I could spend more time working my business, you know, my side hustle. So it kind of came at the right time. I'm getting severance pay. And, you know, my husband was upset, and he was expecting me to be upset. He actually wanted me to be upset. You know, release that energy. Release. But I'm looking at it as a blessing and an opportunity. And not everybody's going to feel the way that I feel, but we can try to find the good in it, because once things happen, they, you know, water under the bridge. So,
Roslyn,
this is the second time this has happened.
Oh, really? I didn't know that myself.
Yeah, yeah. So, good things happen after the first time, too. So.
Would you mind, because I know you've been on here before, and if it's okay with Anna, would you mind telling people the new thing that you're doing that you kind of added to your business, because there may be some listeners that may be interested?
Oh, okay. And the funny thing is I had just introduced a new modality to my business, and I had a tremendous it's really funny how the universe works. And the before I introduce the new thing, I just wanted to say that it's called Color Energy Drawing. My business is Sacred Hearts SC, and that's my Facebook business name. You can find me on Facebook. And I had just introduced it to the public, and I did a demonstration the day before. I was laid off, and I had a wonderful welcome of it. I did a demo of this, and I was laid off the next day. So, you know, things kind of happened, and, you know, some people may say it's luck. Some people may say, well, that's you, it's not going to happen to me. Well, of course, don't ever say that, because you never know what's going to happen. And I've been, you know, working to manifest things. I do visualizations where I visualize finding the people who are looking for me. I'm a beacon of light. They're a beacon of light. I'm looking for you. You're looking for me. Here I am. So I've been actively manifesting. So your listeners, whoever is listening to this broadcast, you are not here by accident. So whatever you're going to do, you're here for a reason. And I'm just getting chilled. And I'm so glad I'm here tonight. If it's whoever that was that called in and I didn't hear the whole call, know that the universe is just waiting for you to ask. And I know sometimes, you know, we make it sound all fluffy, fluffy, easy. It's not, quote, unquote, easy, easy, because we have to do the work. We have to believe in ourselves and what our abilities are. And we need to speak a certain way, because the more we whine and complain, then the universe does not know the difference between a complaint and between a positive, the positive words. Or the negative words, I'm trying to say. So if we say something negative, the universe says, okay, I'll give you some more of that. If we say something positive, okay, I'll give you some more of that. It doesn't differentiate between the two. It's the point I'm trying to make. So
Well, we were talking.
So.
yeah, we were talking about, you know, learning to be grateful for things no matter what the situation. And that kind of sounds what you're doing, you know. I mean, like you said, you're grateful that that job paid the rent, you know, that you got it, that
it's brought
that.
Me so far, Anita. It did. I mean, I wasn't even going to apply for that job. And some of the people that I've worked with were laid off years ago or fired or whatever. And I still worked with this, I mean, 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to move from Orlando back to South Carolina, making the same pay. And you know, the pay here is way less. So I was really, really blessed with that job, regardless of how I felt and the changes that I went through and some of the supervisors I had to deal with or managers or whatever. I stuck with it, and I was grateful every day. I really was.
Right.
Regardless of how,
and that's,
you know,
what I
the
want,
ups and downs.
Yeah, I want the listeners to hear that, because that's what Anna and I were, you know, talking about earlier, that that's the way you manifest. You don't focus on the negative.
Yeah. I mean, I did my job. I did my job regardless of, you know, what I went through. But, you know, as human beings, we all go through things. But I had to remember, you know. You know, even paying your bills. Because when you pay your bill, regardless, that bill is helping other people take care of their families as well. Be grateful when you're paying your bills.
Well, true.
You know?
True. Good point.
So bless those bills. Bless those billets. Yep. Some of us call them. We don't call them bills. We call them billets. Because they're actually helping to take care of other people's families, just like we're taking care of ours. So it's a mindset, and it takes us a while to learn it, but it can be learned, and it's a rewiring of our brains. But we, you know, it can be done, and I had to relearn it myself. And we're in the process of helping other people learn the same thing. I'm about to kick off a abundance program myself. The 40-day challenge going on in the abundance.
Love
I didn't
it.
Actually announced it in the group yet, but anyway. Yeah, so it's, you know, something fun to do and to show people that you can have miracles every day if you look for them.
Well, I hear
you. So I just
want
to pop in
joy.
And say, hey.
Would you like a card, sweetie? Would you like a card?
Absolutely. Girl, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime I can be in the energy of you two and catch you, because I'm not working now, so I can call in. I just happen to be sketching today. I'm getting a sketch now.
Do you have a question, or you just want to know what the universe wants?
What does the universe want me to know today? Yes.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I felt the fairy energy around you, and plus, two more spiders appeared today, dear.
Oh, are you kidding? Because I was going to call
Rock.
You, and I saw you left a message for the show, yes.
Yep. Okay, Rosalind, I pulled the fairy deck for you, and it's
beautiful.
Five of Summer. It's beautiful. It's a fairy kind of with, like, moth-like wings.
Yes.
And also has like a greenery headpiece with two feathers sticking out of it. And guess what? Trust that there is a reason for everything that happens. Remove yourself from the negative emotions of others, focusing on that which frightens or worries you. So it's exactly, you know, so you trusted that this all happened for a reason. So that's confirmation for you.
Isn't that appropriate of what we were just talking about? See? Yes, absolutely. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And Sacred Heart SC. S is in Sam. C is in Cat. Thank you so much for calling in, Rosalind. Anna, did you have anything to add?
No, I'm just listening to you wonderful ladies
okay.
with your wonderful energy. I'm just enjoying it.
Hey, Anna, sweetheart.
Hey, Rosalind. I do appreciate
all
you
right.
coming
Thanks
in
so
and sharing. All right, we'll talk to
thank
you.
Thank you. Talk to you guys
thank
soon.
You.
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
No, I was just listening away. I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
We have our third co-host. So, while
well,
you have your arms out,
okay. Go ahead.
Let's say, while you have the cards out, do a general overall card. I love that card, though, because actually I was like, that's for me, too.
Oh, my God.
That was for me.
That was just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, hence the reason I love cards. I'm going to pull from the angels and ancestors because I feel like a lot of the stuff that people are hanging on to is ancestral or something they learned in their family. That's just the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah.
And they're telling me to pull two cards, so I'm going to pull two cards.
No.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, the first card is the sun. So beautiful. Enjoy success and happiness. Know that doors are opening for you, just what we were talking about. You know, when something closes, another door opens. But like you said, follow up. You have to take action on it. Let's see. Okay, it says to look out for opportunities, you know, just be aware of opportunities around you when you're engaging with community or, you know, if there's something that makes you feel happy and uplifted, maybe that's something that you could do if you have lost your job or whatever. So it's just an energy of expansion. So we are expanding, and we had talked a little bit about that. And, you know, that might be a lot of the things some of y'all are feeling because we are expanding because of the shift or changing, letting go. The second card is the knight. Be brave and honest. And we talked about that, having integrity. Do the right thing, even if it isn't the easiest option. So it's interesting that card came up. Stand for what you know is right and true. So what does that mean? It means all of us know that intuitively. But, you know, I guess question if you don't do the right thing, then question what's making you not do the right thing. Is it an issue with control? Are you trying to push somebody's button? Are you trying to trigger somebody? Is there something inside yourself you need to work on so you can have more community that's high vibration? Spirit's talking to me to say all that, by the way. So the energy.
That was great. No, I like that. That was great. You can, when people do or don't do things according to, I think that's you hit the nail on the head. Anyway, you've got some more. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. That was the two I pulled, which was perfect because it was confirmation for what we were talking about. So, that's the way spirit works.
And we get our answers from the most interesting place. And that last card, and I'm trying to think on, you know, the scenario that I talked about earlier is really, it's one of those things where when some people try to, I don't want to use the word control necessarily. Sometimes that is a thing. People have that. But they do. Mm-hmm. They really strongly don't see other people's perspectives. Like they don't, And that's the conversation that I felt like I had, is that trying to explain that, no, I'm not taking up for the person who's not doing anything, who's not stepping up to the plate. But what I'm saying is that your perspective of how you think that other person needs to be is so strong and sometimes overpowering. And maybe, again, the conversation came across, the other person basically said, okay, I'm not gonna handle this strong personality. I'm just gonna back off, you know. So it's like, one of my suggestions was, you know, bring the tone down. Like just that, and what you had said, the first of all, which is, what are the expectations? You know, what are the expectations? What expectations do they have in this agreement? And I think that is, that's really important to clarify. You know, especially if you, especially because there's another thing too. I've got this, these different abilities to partner up with different people in some business projects, and I think it's wonderful. But what I'm doing, and I don't know people well, and I think that's the interesting part. So what I'm finding out, and actually this kind of helped me, because this is one of the people that I have potentially partnered up with, but she has a very strong personality. She's a wonderful business person. Absolutely wonderful business person. Yet I just did find out she's a very strong personality and needs to be in control of the situation. And the conversation came up about micromanaging. And you know, it was like, oh, I'm not gonna micromanage, and then I thought, no, I think maybe you are. You know, I mean, so maybe that you had said in there, one of those cards, Rosalind's card actually said, maybe the universe is telling you to back off. Maybe the universe is telling you that this isn't the right fit, right? So it's interesting. All I'm listening to those cards and I'm like, huh, those cards are for me. Those cards are for me. So, yeah, that very much, you know, because you're trying to, I wonder, it's like, why would somebody just back off from a property that they, you know, that they invested in or they agreed to maintain and hold up? Why would they back off of it? But then when you're talking to the other partner in this, the personality is so strong that you're like, ah, okay, I get it now. Because it really isn't a partnership if one person's overpowering the other one. So, it could be. I don't know all the details. I just know, like, one person's not dealing with it, the other person is over-dealing with it, you know? So, you know, those are, again, choices, personalities, everything is in play here. So, the question is, what do I want to get involved in? Now, another opportunity came up just this morning, too, that I haven't even said to anybody about. And I actually, it's not a job interview, because if I want the job, I have it. But it's helping a real estate company market themselves. And so I would be their marketing leg. And it's a remote job. I can go anywhere. I can go anywhere, be anywhere I want to be. This isn't a job interview, but it's a, hey, come over here and meet us. You know, let's, I know one of the partners, and they have an investment company, and they're saying, you know what? What we're needing now, because we've got so many properties under us, we have they're actually renting out properties for people who want to make videos. Like, I guess because Atlanta's a hub for musicians, so she's telling me that one of her homes was rented out for a commercial and for videos and things like that.
Oh,
so
cool.
There's so many, all these different opportunities that they have, and they are trying to put this packaging together and this marketing together so that, anyway, Thursday, I get to go meet them. I'm really excited. I was like,
I love it.
Yeah. So, again, I think the universe is giving me openings and ample opportunities to step into something and learn something, so that we can even continue to set an intention to create our retreat spaces and things like that. It's still a way in to be able to do all the things that we say we're going to do, you know. So I'm not so weird, because it's like I'm not putting that out there, but it's almost like, here you go. Here's a direct path of where you need to go. We're going to show this to you.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Very, very interesting.
Well, let me ask you, with this opportunity, have you thought about your intentions when you go and have the talk, just to give people an example on the show?
Well, my intentions would be, first of all, for clarity and understanding what I would be doing.
I like
it would
that.
Also, yeah, first of all, it is clarity and communication. That's number one. What my job, what was being asked of me, what exactly is the, you can say, you know, what's the, you know, the, is there a salary, you know, the money eventually has to work into that conversation. So I'm intending smooth conversation about compensation, because that's sometimes the biggest thing. What is my potential for not only just being a part of this company, but possibly potentially investing with them, because that's a big deal for me. You know, I want to learn how to do this, but I also want to at some point, you know, have my own, you know, well, first of all, we talk about retreat spaces, but also rental properties or Airbnbs or even houses to flip, things like that. So, and it's kind of interesting because in the past I've resisted real estate, but it seems like it's a thing that's coming up. A couple of my friends are actually taking the classes and getting their licenses, and it seems to be all around me. So I said, well, let me look into this as I'm still working on my own stuff, but it still allows me the freedom. And I think that's what I was looking for. And honestly, I'm looking for a bit of an education, which I think this will give me. So my intention is that this is a win-win-win situation going in, that I can help them, they can help me, and that we're working together as a team, not as somebody directing me and micromanaging me, you know. Which is, it's kind of I mean, I'm a DIYer. When I had my home, I certainly loved to do projects in my home, and so I don't have a problem doing that. And sometimes I think that's part of it as well. You know, what's expected of me in my job, and could I possibly even get out there and take a sledgehammer to a wall? I mean, that'd be pretty fun, you know, or paint or something, you know. So
And knowing you and knowing some things we've discussed, I'm sure your intention is, too, that they're very open to the positive change that you bring to the company.
Yes.
Because I know I know you said that some people, you've worked with some people and they want this and this, but they don't step into doing it.
Right. Right.
So that's why I'm saying, I'm sure. Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, the intention is to go in with clarity and understanding and hear what they have to mean. Because really, they approached me. I didn't. This was sort of out of left field.
Right.
You know how that worked. It was sort of out of left field.
Right.
I was doing research on some things this morning and was making a few phone calls and ended up with conversation with this woman, and she was saying. And she knows me. I mean, we're not good friends, but she knows me from a distance, and she knows I had my own printing company and all that. So she started talking to me about, you know, business and marketing and all that. And I started, you know, just having a little chat with her, and she said, you know, we're looking for a marketing leg for our business. And I was like, okay.
Nice. Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah, so... Why not? Check into it. So that's just it. And that's how the universe supports you. The universe supports you in unusual and creative ways.
But you were doing, like you said, the action by making calls, networking, socializing. You know, you weren't just sitting and watching Netflix.
Right.
I mean, nothing wrong with Netflix. But,
no.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you got to get up off the couch. Yeah. So.
Right. Exactly.
I was doing some research and potentially being able to bring some information to somebody else, And then when I realized I had this conversation with this other person, that I don't know if that was going to be a good fit or not. It was like, wow, the very different mm-hmm. energy here, extremely different energy. So you just never know. You know, when one door closes, another one opens. When you look for it, mm-hmm. and when you know that that's how the universe works, the universe is here to support you in all different ways. And that's what we talk about. We're talking about real, what we call our real, I put that in quotes, right, real life stuff that happens. But it's energy mm-hmm. first, and then it's material. So we have to understand that. That's how we transform. And, I want to acknowledge, I'm hoping Amish Comedian is still listening, who says, who's, you know, said hi to us in a good show. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Aww. Thank you.
So, getting a little
Well, thank you,
people.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's our show. And
I know.
I so appreciate you, Anita. You're absolutely one of my best.
I got to
talk to you twice today, so that's awesome.
I know, and I feel the same.
All right, everybody.
Way, Anna.
Yeah. So, Anita, folks want to get in touch with you. Anita is an abundance. I'm calling her the abundance catalyst. She helps coach people
mm-hmm.
to their abundance. She's one of my coaches, so I really appreciate her, and she really helped me. On my little fun little journey that I'm on. So how can people get in touch with you? To
Anita mm-hmm. at earthpathguide.com.
Okay. So mm-hmm. if you want to chat with Anita about your abundance and transforming your abundance, please email her. You can also get in touch with either me through Blog Talk or ask at universalenergyradio.com. You can tap into us on social media, Facebook with Universal Energy Radio, and on Instagram with Universal Energy Media. So either way, message us, and we will get, even if you want to talk to some of the other hosts and you're listening to this show, and we have several shows on all week. So, send us messages. Let us know what topic of conversation. I mean, we're talking about abundance, and that looks different ways to different people. So maybe you've got a spin on that. Maybe you want to share your abundance story, and that's fine. You know, get in touch with us. So I'm going to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much. And just know, folks, thanks for listening to Universal Energy Radio, and know that you are infinitely loved. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.